want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. I'm Adam Torres, and you can follow me at AskAdamTorres on Instagram to check out my book releases and also the book tour that's going on. I'm really excited to have Oliver Jiang on the line today. He is the Director of Strategy at Incipia. They provide mobile marketing consulting. They're a mobile marketing consultancy agency. First off, Jiang, welcome to the show, Oliver.
Hey, Adam. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
All right, great. So we're going to definitely get into a lot about mobile marketing. Mobile marketing, I mean, it's a hot topic, and, you know, I feel like it's not always understood. That being said, though, before we get started in that, I just want to know a little bit more about your background.
Sure. So I went to Michigan State University, got a degree in finance, had a few internships in public accounting, where I was fortunate enough to learn that I didn't want to be a public accountant. and then went into corporate finance. Went to General Mills, then quickly switched over to financial services, specializing in business valuation. There I was fortunate enough to receive pretty strong technical training in terms of financial modeling and understanding business issues, while at Stout, Regis Ross, and EY. I spent the kind of first 4 years developing, technical skills, and then afterwards learning how to apply them and address business issues with our clients, and then switched over to corporate development in at Quicken Loans, where we worked on researching, assessing, and executing on acquisition opportunities for various mm-hmm. companies. And that's kind of the high-level timeline of my different roles before making the jump to Incipia.
Let's talk a little bit more about that that transitionary period of when you just kind of get out of college, and you know, I feel like some people maybe overlook this the concept that you of what you went through. So in getting those real core skills to then be able to apply at different companies in the future. Can you talk a little bit more about just that idea of when you get out of college, what your thought process is on that?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. I wish I had the awareness to think that through more in that time of my life. I would say, I've had a few roles, and so in that period, there was a lot of trial and a lot of error. Honestly, I didn't come out of college extremely successful. I thought I did. I had a great GPA, I had great internships, I had great full-time opportunities. But then when I started working, I realized there's so much more to operating in the business world than what college had fully prepared me for. Particularly in terms of, you know, the importance of communication and managing relationships and expectations. And so, you know, in all honesty, I would say I was not very successful in the first few years out of college, but it was through those failures that I was really able to use as a starting point for personal development. And I think that looking back on it, I'm really actually thankful for those, because if I've had like kind of a mediocre run-of-the-mill trajectory, then I don't think I'd be where I am today.
I really love that you shared that. Like, I would just take some notes. Trial and errors, failure, like a lot of these things. I think there's this misperception, and I don't know how it got there, but that when somebody graduates college, they're supposed to have it figured out, or they're supposed to know it, or they're supposed to be immediately successful. Like, to me, it's exactly what you said. Like, in hindsight, that's your turn to learn. That's your time to learn. It's your time to fail. It's your time to, like, figure out your way. You're not supposed to have it all figured out. And I would throw this out there. If someone thinks they have it all figured out right after, then they might need a little bit more extra work, right?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more.
All right, so now let's talk about, and you can or cannot, it's up to you, but let's talk about, you know, how you took those skills then, and now how you kind of have applied them in your present day. So let's talk a little bit more about Incipia, just in general, and then maybe we'll go into a little bit more. I'm of course going to ask you some questions about mobile marketing overall.
Sure. So to give you some background, there are two companies, Incipia, which is the mobile marketing consultancy, and there's Felix Analytics, which is a software platform that helps collect and refine mobile marketing data and present it in customizable dashboards. So I am technically an employee of both, where we use the Incipia consultancy side of things and the work that we do with all of our clients to help funnel feedback into the development of Felix Analytics. And then Felix Analytics is used as a tool by Incipia to better inform Incipia's clients with deeper analytics and insights. So I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, but you know, when we're talking about mobile marketing, there's a few specific service lines. To break that down into three main buckets, we have paid UA user acquisition, which is managing social marketing campaigns, all the primary marketing channels like Facebook, Google, Instagram, Snapchat, App Store. And then there's ASO, which is like if you know SEO, search engine optimization, ASO is App Store optimization. And then
I did not know that, so thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. SEO is like how you get ranked higher in Google search results. So we kind of do the same thing, only in the App Store. And then lastly is going to be creative design and art direction, where we help with screenshot design. We help with the generation of icons and advertising videos and creative assets for those advertising campaigns.
So I'm curious, and because I get pitched this all the time, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners get pitched often on why they should or should not have an app. And I'm going to ask a broad question, but, you know, let's just say, is there still, if you're not in the gaming, if you're not an online retailer, is there still like a big cause for you to have an app as maybe a small business owner?
Well, I guess it depends on how small of a business we're talking here, and what the business.
So just I guess let's add a little bit more context. So should your accountant have one? I don't know. Or should your CPA firm that has, you know, they have some good revenue. Is there other value adds? Because I remember this big boom, like when the apps came out and before Apple changed their model to where you could just use templates at one point, and there was this big push. It didn't matter what profession you were in, everybody needed an app, right? Would you think that's still pretty relevant or no? And maybe you don't know. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? I'm just curious.
I mean, with the rise of like mobile web 2.0 and stronger mobile interfaces, native through web browsers, that's a really good question. I would say that nobody really knows the answers, but if one proxy we can use to help guide our thinking is probably through tracking and following where the money is going. A lot of investment is going towards mobile apps, and it's a pretty strong indicator that apps are here to stay.
Mm-hmm. I love it. By the way, I love your answer to that question, because in my opinion, it's the correct one. It's going to depend, because it depends on where the money is going. And that's like 100% the answer I like. Not saying I prepped you for it, but that's the correct one in my opinion. if you need, because so, let's put it this way. If you're talking to the right sales guy from an app, you know, it's going to be like, hey, is it the right time for my company to have an app? You're probably going to get a yes. Like always, every time, if that's all their, only product line, right?
yeah. I mean, well, hey. with how quickly they can be maintained, mm-hmm. It's, in the very least, an app probably wouldn't hurt.
I like it. Perfect. Well, hey, Oliver, I really appreciate your time today and coming on the show and giving us a little bit of insight into mobile marketing, what it looks like. Taught me a new thing I did not know about the search relevancy in the App Store. But now, once you said it, it's like, duh, of course, if there's SEO, there has to be another search, right, in the actual App Store. Well, hey, again, appreciate all your time today, Oliver. For the listeners, thank you for your time. Hope you learned a lot here today. I did also. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And if you have any questions on anything, feel free to shoot me out a note or comment in the comment section. Thanks again, Oliver. Have a great day.